accounting problem. Jesus and his friends went to the temple. There was a queue of people waiting to give their offering. They dropped their coins into a hole in the temple wall, and the coins clattered down into the money box below.
"Come and stand with me by the wall," said Jesus to his friends. "I have a counting problem for you. If you listen closely, you can hear how many coins each person has given. Let's see who gives the most."
The first person was a merchant. He looked very rich indeed. And as he dropped in the coins, Jesus' friends counted them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
10 coins,
said one of Jesus' friends.
"Not bad, but I bet someone will do better."
And someone did. The next man was a lawyer. He was even better dressed. And Jesus' friends had to count more quickly as the coins went clattering down. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, and 20.
20 coins,
said another of Jesus' friends.
"Twice as many as the first man."
Then a third man walked up to the wall. He was the richest of them all, and what is more, he was one of the religious leaders.
"Watch out for this one,"
Jesus whispered to his friends.
"The religious leaders like to send their coins rattling into that money box just as loudly as they can, so that people will be impressed with what they give."
And sure enough, that's exactly what he did. The religious leader reached into his money box and scooped out a handful of coins. They rattled down so quickly that Jesus' friends could hardly count them. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 and 30, 35 and 40.
"We give up,"
cried one of Jesus' friends.
"But at least we know the answer to your question. No one is going to give more than that man."
And they started to walk away.
"Just a minute," said Jesus. "There's one more person waiting."
It was an old woman, a widow, dressed in all in black. She pulled 2 tiny coins out of her purse.
"I wish I could give more," she whispered to God. "But this is all I have."
And she dropped in the coins. 1, 2, into the hole. Jesus looked at his friends.
"Anybody want to change his answer?"
he asked.
"No,"
said Jesus' friends.
"The third man gave the most." "Really?"
grinned Jesus.
"But what about the woman?" "The woman?"
his friends chuckled.
"The woman put in only 2 coins. We can count, you know." "I know,"
said Jesus.
"But those were the only 2 coins she had. The others put in more coins, that's true. But they had plenty more in their pockets and in their money boxes at home. But that woman gave everything she had. Don't you see? It all adds up. The woman dropped in the fewest coins, but in the end, she gave the most of all."